remember the Tamil transmission, right?
Just
fairly shortly after that, but he was a transformed person, completely changed altogether. He was a God-intoxicated person. So, it was actually the practice that the devotees, because there were devotees in Namadu, actually the majority of the population were not devotees, but there were some. And some of them were very wonderful devotees, like Advaita Acharya, Srivast Thakur, Chandrasekhar Acharya, and some others. Sometimes Haridas Thakur would come. So they would meet every evening in the house of Srivast Thakur. He had a big house with a big courtyard, like open courtyard in the center. And it was the devotees' practice that every evening they would gather there and have kirtan. Big kirtan. Huge kirtan. You know, we have our kirtans here on what was a Sunday. A Boga Guru was being kirtan. It was very nice. And I'm sure on other occasions, different devotees lead kirtans. And it's very nice. But in the house of Srivast Thakur, when those kirtans would happen, oh, it was just kirtan in another dimension. Shri Shri Dharma Bhade Sumakane Shri Shri Gornatai Shri Giri Govardhani Kirtan. It was kirtan in another dimension. It was completely, literally, out of this world. And Lord Chaitanya, he was participating. And he was getting completely into the kirtan. And becoming overwhelmed, as had happened in Gaya, as we discussed on this walk last night. So, all this was going on, and the devotees were thinking that, oh, just see how Nima, he has actually become a nice devotee. In fact, he has become an amazing devotee. In fact, quickly, Lord Chaitanya showed that he was the most advanced devotee. And, you know, not just he was the most advanced, but he was a devotee on a completely different level altogether. Astonishing ecstasy. Truly unbelievable. Even more than Advaita Acharya, Srivast Thakur, and the others. So, but, still, Lord Chaitanya had not revealed, certainly not openly, that he is actually the Supreme Lord. Just as we mentioned on a few occasions to a few individuals, and he told them not to tell anyone. However, one day, in the house of Srivast Thakur, as the kirtan, not one day, one evening, as the kirtan was building up and just beginning to overflow its banks, Lord Chaitanya did a very astonishing thing. He went to the altar there in the house of Srivast Thakur. He had an altar. On the altar was Shalagram Shila. Shalagram Shila, the supreme in the form of a black rock that was very sacred rock. So the Lord Shinaga went up to the altar, and you know what he did? He moved the Shalagram Shiva to the side, and he sat on the altar. Don't you do that. Even if you get really inspired, don't you do that. But Lord Chaitanya did. And initially the devotees were a little taken aback. How can you do this? But then Lord Chaitanya started doing some very, very amazing things. What Lord Chaitanya started doing, and in fact, he continued to do for about 20 or 21 hours, non-stop, he called different devotees forward. In front of everyone, he called those different devotees forward, one by one, and revealed to them that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he revealed to them how they had relationships with him in other forms of his, as Lord Krishna in some cases, and as Lord Ram in other cases, even as Lord Narsingadev. So he revealed that to all the devotees, one by one, was just going on and on for hours. And then not only that, but he revealed to a number of devotees how, even during their current lifetimes, just in the immediate past, but before he had appeared in this world, how he had appeared to them in different special ways and had very special interactions with them, which at the time they had not been aware of. But now that Lord Chaitanya was revealing these things, then they understood, oh yes, that was actually the Lord. So for example, yesterday we mentioned Bharani Gupta. He was a doctor, and he was a great devotee. He was older than Lord Chaitanya. So there's Bharani in that great gathering of devotees. Lord Chaitanya is sitting on the altar, and in a very regal way, looking out across the devotees. And sometimes he would tell one devotee, offer me prayers. And the devotee would recite some prayers. Prayers to the Supreme Lord. But anyway, then he called Murari Gupta. And he said, Murari, look at me. And Murari looked at Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya said, Murari, tell me, what do you see? And Murari said, I see you have become Sita and Ram. And Nittai, Lord Nityananda, he has become Lakshman. Oh, and Bharani Gupta just fainted in ecstasy. Because actually, he has a relationship with Lord Ram. So then Bharani Gupta got up and he said to Lord Chaitanya, he said, my Lord, something is wrong there's something strange. I don't understand. And he asked Lord Chaitanya, my Lord, I can see Sitaram and Lakshman, but where is Hanuman? And Lord Chaitanya said to Murari Gupta, he said, Murari, look at yourself, Murari. And Murari looked at himself and he saw he was Hanuman. Because he is. He is Hanuman. You know, it's not like, I don't know about here, but I know in other places, when people do kavadi, when they carry kavadi at different times, they go into trances. And I've seen people go into Hanuman trance. I've seen Kali trance. I even saw Krishna trance. And they start acting like those persons. They do that here. Or they do that, yeah, sometimes. So, but it's not really like Hanuman has entered their world. No, it's definitely not that Krishna has entered them. It's just, normally we understand it's actually ghosts. It's ghosts into their bodies. And then make them act in those ways. And then the people think it's good. And they want to be in that condition. Because normally when a ghost attacks a person, the person is very scared and they don't like it. But now, the people think, very good! Hanuman ki jai. So, but anyway, in this case it's very different. Because actually Murari Gupta is Hanuman. And he saw that he was Hanuman. And again he just collapsed on the floor. In ecstasy. So like this, Lord Chaitanya was calling different devotees. He called Gangadas Pandit. He was a teacher. In fact, he had taught Lord Chaitanya for some time at least. So Lord Chaitanya called Gangadas. You know, all this time, this kirtan is going on, everyone's in ecstasy, and it's just going on and on for hours. He called Gangadas Pandit, and he said, Gangadas, do you remember that time when the Muslims attacked your village, and you had to just grab your family and just run? And Gangadas said, yes, yes, oh, I remember that. That was terrible. And the Lord said, you remember? You ran and ran, and the Muslim soldiers were chasing you. But then you arrived on the bank of the Ganges, and you couldn't swim. And your wife and children couldn't swim. And the soldiers were coming. And you were just in too much anxiety. What are they going to do to my family? And oh, you were just in simple anxiety. And Gangadha said, yes, yes, I remember. How could I forget? And Lord Chaitanya said, you remember? You were looking for a boat, but there was no boat. And you are praying to the Lord, please, please, send a boat. Send a boat, man. Please. And suddenly, out of nowhere, a boatman with a boat just appeared. You remember? And Gangadas, oh, I remember that, of course. And the Lord said, you remember, you jumped on the boat and you told the boatman, please take us away. I'll give you anything. I'll give you my life. I'll surrender my whole life to you. Take us away, please. yes, 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 I remember that. Lord Chaitanya said, I was that great man. I descended from Bhagavata. Because it was before Lord Chaitanya had actually appeared. I descended from Vaikuntha because I saw your situation and your mind devotee. So I felt I had to come and help you. And Gangadas, well, you know what Gangadas did? Collapsed on the ground in front of Lord Chaitanya, just crying and crying and offering prayers. Then the Lord called for Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was there. And the Lord glorified Haridas. You know, Haridas was born in a Muslim family, and by the standards, it was considered by the Hindus to be very lowly birth and, not nice at all. But Lord Chaitanya started glorifying Haridas Thakur. Actually, Haridas, your birth and your body are higher than mine. You are better than me. And in many ways, he glorified Haridas. And then he said, Haridas, you remember that time the Muslim king condemned you to be beaten in how many? 23, 21, 22? Can you do it? 22 marketplaces. Do you remember that? Haridas said, yes, of course I remember that. And Lord Chaitanya said, you remember, they were beating you and beating you and beating you just mercilessly, endlessly, from one marketplace to another. And you remember, Haridas, you didn't feel anything. And Haridas said, yes, I remember that. And I, to this day, I can't understand. I got some special mercy. Normally someone dies after being beaten in a few marketplaces. I survived through all 22. And not only did I survive, at the end, I felt fine. Like nothing had happened. Like nobody touched me. Even though the soldiers who were beating me, they were completely exhausted. They were finished. So Haridas was saying, that's amazing, I remember that. Lord Chaitanya said that when I understood what they wanted to do, I decided, I was in Vaikuntha, and I decided I am going to descend and save my devotee. And I'm just going to kill all of these demons on the spot. So I descended and I was going to do that. However, I understood your mind, your heart. You were simply praying, please forgive these people. They don't know what they're doing. They're just bewildered by the illusory energy. Please, my Lord, please be kind and forgive them. So Lord Chaitanya told them, because you were praying like that, I was not able to kill them. I couldn't kill them, because it would have contradicted your desire. So that what I did, Haridas, what I did, I invisibly, I lay across your back. And so through all those 22 markets, which except his body was just a big scar for all that beating. And then Haridas Thakur, when he saw that, you know what he did? He collapsed. Everyone was collapsing. Completely overwhelmed with his system. He just collapsed. And offered beautiful prayers to the Lord. Very beautiful prayers. So like this, this went on for 21 hours, 20 hours, on and on and on. There were many devotees there. And Lord Chaitanya called every single one and revealed to them either how he had appeared to them in this lifetime in some way or another, or how they had relationships with him in other forms. So, therefore it's called the Mahaprakashi Lila. It has different names actually. Those, one of the well-known names is Mahaprakashi Lila. Mahaprakashi Lila means the pastime of the great revelation. And from this time, all the devotees knew very clearly that Lord Chaitanya, that Nima, he's gone. Now, practically all the devotees were there. One devotee who was not there was Sridhar, Kolanesha Sridhar, the banana merchant. He was not there, he was at home. So at some point, Lord Chaitanya told some of the devotees, go and bring Sridhar. Sridhar, he lived some distance away, a few kilometers away. And he had this banana business, and at night he would go home, and he would just have his own kirtan. Sometimes he'd come to Srivas Thakur's house. Other times he would just stay at home and just have his own one-man kirtan for the whole night, non-stop. And just screaming and shouting at the top of his voice. And he was always praying, my dear Lord Krishna, please appear. If you don't appear, no one can save these people. So Lord Chaitanya told some of the devotees, go and get Sridhar. So they went to get Sridhar. And sure enough, as they approached his house, they heard this roaring of the holy names. So they knocked on the door, and he opened the door. And the devotees told him, you know how you've been praying for the Lord to appear. You know, all the time, you've been calling out to Krishna to appear. Sridhar said, yes, of course. The devotee said, he has appeared here, and he is calling you. He has come with us. And Sridhar became so overwhelmed with ecstasy. You know what happened? He collapsed on the ground. They had to carry him. They had to carry him the whole way to see Lord Chaitanya. So finally, after these 20 or so hours, Lord Chaitanya said, okay, that's enough. We'll finish now. I called everyone, we'll finish now, you can go home. So Srivas Thakur, whose house it was, he approached the Lord and he said, my Lord, you know, you said you've called everyone. But actually, no, perhaps it slipped your mind But I think you've forgotten one person. I think you've forgotten Mukunda Das, who, as we mentioned, had been a school friend of Lord Chaitanya and was a very nice devotee and was an amazing singer. When he would sing kirtan, rocks would melt. Did you ever see rocks melt when you were leading kirtan? No? Keep trying, but anyway, don't expect too much. But keep trying. So yes, Mukunda Das, extraordinary devotee. All the other devotees just loved Mukunda Das. So Srivas Thakur said to Lord Chaitanya, you know, I think you forgot Mukunda. Call Mukunda now, just before you finish. This is a special pastime of Lord Chaitanya's. Let me tell you, at the end of this pastime, there is a benediction. There are actually two benedictions given by Vrindavan Das Thakur to the audience. That's us. And it applies to us. Anyone who hears this pastime of the Lord's mercy to Mukunda will sing with him. Anyone who feels happiness by hearing this narration of the Lord's mercy to Mukunda will certainly meet Lord Chaitanya face to face. Say, better listen again. Just listen carefully. Don't daydream. So Srivas explained like this to Lord Chaitanya, and he expected that Lord Chaitanya would say that, oh, forgot, sorry, okay, call the Buddha. But no, Lord Chaitanya did not say that. Lord Chaitanya got extremely angry. And Lord Chaitanya, he shouted at Srivas, Mukunda! Mukunda! You want me to call Mukunda? I'm not going to call him. He's a rascal. I never want to see him again. And Srivas was just too shocked because, as you said, Mukunda, he was a very great devotee for his whole life. And beautiful singer of kirtan and bhajan. So Srivas was just completely dumbfounded. He didn't know what to do. So when he protested or sort of appealed to Lord Chaitanya a little bit, my lord, I don't understand what's wrong. He's such a nice devotee, everyone loves him. His kirtan has so much love and devotion. And Lord Chaitanya again got very angry. And Lord Chaitanya said, he's a rascal. He's a rascal. He is a hypocrite. He's duplicitous. The situation was that Srivas Thakur, he was living with his family, like parents and brothers and uncles and extended family, traditional extended family, and there were many of them, but they were not all devotees. Some of them were minor devotees. Some of them were Shivites. Some of them worshipped Durga. so to avoid conflict and just difficulties, he had adopted a strategy, a policy. He would just agree with everything. When the Maya Bhattis would come to him and say, "It's all one," he would say, "Exactly, it's all one." And they would say, "We're all God." And Shikas would say, "That's right. And particularly Lord Chaitanya is God." And they would say, "Yes." And when the Shivites would say that Lord Shiva was God, Mukunda would agree, "Yes, yes." He would just agree. Not that he actually believed all these things, but just to avoid conflict. But Lord Chaitanya didn't like it. And so Lord Chaitanya told Shivas, "He is a hypocrite. When he's with us, when he's with the devotees, he's so nice. He sings kirtan. It's wonderful. But then he goes and he mixes with the Shivites and the Mayavadis and the followers of Mantravira and everyone. And it's the same with them." So Lord Chaitanya told Shivas, "This Mukunda, he is like a person. He approaches you with a big smile, with a nice flower in one hand. And he offers you the flower, 'Here, take this flower, I brought it for you.' And you think, 'How nice,' but his other hand is behind his back. And when you take the flower from him, he pulls out his other hand from behind his back. He has a club in his other hand, and then he hits you on the head. This is the sort of person this Mukunda is." And Lord Chaitanya told Shiva, "So, I don't want to see him again. Ever. Never. Ever. That's it. That's the end." So, Mukunda was actually outside in the courtyard, and he heard all of this, and was, of course, extremely upset. And Shivas, who was, very stunned, practically, he came out and he said, "I don't know what to do, I don't know what to say. I tried, but I don't know." And Shivas said, "Please go back to the Lord. Please beg him. Tell him I didn't mean it. So Shivas went back, and Lord Chaitanya got more angry and said, "You asked me to see Mukunda again, and I'll never see you again. I'm just going to go, and none of you will see me." So Shivas just didn't know what to say, didn't know what to think. So he went back out. And Mukunda threw himself at Shivas' feet and begged him, "Please explain to the Lord. It's just my family situation. That's what it is. I don't mean it. I have to do like that. Otherwise life will be impossible. Please explain." So Shivas took another chance. He went back in, threw himself at Lord Chaitanya's feet, and begged him, "My Lord, please listen to me. Please give me a chance." And he explained the situation with Mukunda and his family members. And Lord Chaitanya said, "I see. All right. You can tell Mukunda I will see him again in 10 Rithian lifetimes. 10 million lifetimes. Now, Mukunda was just outside. He was just a couple of feet away around the corner. And he heard this. And Mukunda became so ecstatic, so happy. He did not think, what do you mean 10 million lifetimes? It's not fair. I'm a devotee. We're meant to be kind to the devotees. He didn't think like that. He thought, 10 million lifetimes, and I will see my Lord again. He became so ecstatic. He was dancing and jumping and rolling on the ground and just shouting, I will see! I will see! And making a whole commotion. And what you say, Ashutosh, what's that? Who's that out there? And Shiva said, well, it's Mukunda. He's just so happy that he'll see you after 10 million lifetimes. He's just so happy. He's like uncontrollable in ecstasy. So Lord Chaitanya said, ah, just bring him here now. So they went out to get Mukunda. They couldn't catch him. He was dancing and jumping and rolling and flying and running so wildly they couldn't catch him. Eventually they caught him and they brought him in front of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya said, actually, I didn't take your offense seriously. He said, actually, I regard you as being like my little son. And when a little child says something to the father, like, oh, I don't like you, or tries to hit his father, the father takes no notice, and his feelings for his child are not affected. So that's the way I feel about you. And then Lord Chaitanya blessed him. Wherever I appear, you will appear with me, and you will sing with me. And as we read, the benediction was, anyone who feels happiness by hearing this narration of the Lord's mercy on Mukunda will sing with him, with Mukunda, and will certainly meet Lord Chaitanya face to face. So, did you hear it? Were you listening? Or were you thinking, what's the prasada? What did I do today? What am I doing tomorrow? What is he going to finish? Oh my God, it's too much. I hope not. We should try to absorb our minds. And then these benedictions will come true. So, then, last thing I'll mention tonight is when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas and left Navadvipa forever. So Lord Chaitanya, he wanted to spread the Sankirtan movement and change the people and get the people to listen to him and accept his teachings. But he felt, as a householder, the people wouldn't really take him seriously. So, considering this, and with a strong desire to deliver fallen souls and deliver the world, Lord Chaitanya resolved to take sannyas. And actually, it is a long story, In the evening, he called for all the devotees. All the devotees came and gathered around with Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya, he spoke to every single one individually. This went on for hours. And finally, in the end, when it was maybe midnight or so, he told everyone, "Now you go back home." Although we understand what he meant was, "Now you go back home, back to God." So everyone left, and Lord Chaitanya entered his house. There was a knock on the door. He opened the door. There was Shrita, Kolanesh Shrita, the banana salesman, or banana merchant, like that. And he had a pumpkin, beautiful pumpkin. And he told Lord Chaitanya, "Here, take this, I brought it for you, take it." And he just gave it to Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya accepted it. But he was thinking, "See how amazing this Sridhar is. He is so poor. He has practically less than nothing. And but still, he gets this beautiful pumpkin and he just gives it away. He just gives it to me." So Lord Chaitanya, in his heart, he felt great, great mercy and appreciation for Shrita. Then another devotee brought some milk, and Lord Chaitanya told another Sachi, "Please make some pumpkin here," which she made. Pumpkin boiled in milk with sugar. Pumpkin here. This was Lord Chaitanya's last meal in Navadvip, in Mayapur, before he left. Then at about 3 a.m, Lord Chaitanya left. As you said, it's a long story. He was joined by Nityananda, Chandrasekhara, Mukunda, and Vidata. They came with him. And they went, they left the house and went down to one ghat and swam across the Ganges. Mother Sachi and Lord Chaitanya's wife Vishnupriya, by now they understood what was happening. They came running after Lord Chaitanya. But he already started swimming across the river. So they stopped there on the banks of the Ganges. And they just called out, crying out, "Nidoya, Nidoya, Nidoya. There's no mercy. There's no mercy. There's no mercy in this world." But Lord Chaitanya had already gone. This was in January on the Makara Sankranti day. At least the morning of it, early morning of Makara Sankranti. So then they swam to the other side and Lord Chaitanya ran. It's about 25 kilometers to Katmai, to the ashram of Keshava Bharati. A sannyasi. So Lord Chaitanya, with the other four running behind him, he entered Katwa, went straight to the ashram of Keshava Bharati, threw himself at the lotus feet of Keshava Bharati, and said to him, "Give me sannyas now." Now, taking sannyas is generally for old men, at least 50. 16, something like that. The Lord Chaitanya was 24. And it was just practically unheard of that a youngster, 24 years old, and particularly in the case of Lord Chaitanya, with very wonderful devotee wife and most wonderful devotee mother, that he would just take some nuts. But Lord Chaitanya insisted, giving some nuts. And Kesha Bharati couldn't really say anything. He was just stunned. And Lord Chaitanya started preaching to him. You know, we're not these bodies. We don't belong in the material world. We should just dedicate ourselves to the Lord. No more household life. Just back to Godhead. Give me some gas. And Kesha Bharati said, listen, you're already spiritually realized. You don't need to take sannyas. Just relax. That Lord Chaitanya was insisting and insisting and insisting. And gradually the people of Kapswan heard that Lord Chaitanya had come. And they started coming. And first of all, there's 10, then 15, then 100, then 500, then 1,000, then 5,000, then tens of thousands of people gathered in and around the ashram of Kesha Bharati. And they saw, there's Lord Chaitanya insisting, give me some gas. And Kesha Bharati is sitting there like he just doesn't know what to do. And then the people approached Kesha Bharati. They had heard of Nima. They had never seen him before. They'd heard he was exquisitely beautiful. Incredibly handsome. Just the topmost personality. And now they saw. So they approached Kesha Bharati and they told him, listen, listen, you give him sannyas, we'll kill you. So, Kesha Bharati was really confused what to do. Then Lord Chaitanya preached to all the people. He told Mukunda, sing, sing. So Mukunda had this beautiful kirtan. Everyone became overwhelmed. And when the kirtan had finished, and Lord Chaitanya said, where is the Baba? Here comes one man stepped forward. Lord Chaitanya told him, he ordered him, cut my hair now. Cut my hair. The man said, I can't. I can't. Lord Chaitanya said, I order you, cut my hair. The people gathered around the Baba. They told him, listen, Baba, you cut his hair, we'll kill you. And Kesha Bharati, and will take this ashram of glass brick by brick and throw it in the Ganges and the two of you so you don't do that. Meanwhile, back in Mayapur, the devotees have woken up. And like we said, it's a long story, but they understood. Nima has gone. Everyone was devastated. Even the atheists and blasphemers, the people who hated Nima. Everyone was crying and crying and crying. It was too much. And later, Acharya stood up in front of everyone and said, right! I'm going to the Ganges. said, no, no, we're not trying to stop you. We want you to wait for us. We'll come with you. And we'll also drown in their catches. So it was a dramatic scene. Back in Qatar, Lord Chaitanya spoke to the Baba and told him, you must cut my ear. I give you a blessing. If you cut my ear, you'll go back to Godhead. In the meantime, you will not have to cut any more ear. And at the end of this life, you'll go back to Godhead. Just cut my ear. So the Baba lifted his scissors, but his hand was shaking so much. He couldn't do it. He said, I can't do it myself. I don't permit you. Lord Chaitanya told him, cut my hair. He lifted his scissors. And now he was crying and crying so much. He told Lord Chaitanya, I can't see what I'm doing. I'm crying too much. And Lord Chaitanya told him, just cut my hair. So the Baba pulled himself together, picked up his scissors, lifted them up. He was about to cut Lord Chaitanya's hair. And you know what he saw? The scissors were crying. The scissors were crying. And you know what happened to him? He collapsed on the ground. Anyway, eventually, he started cutting Lord Chaitanya's ear. First, he cut one ear. And when that one ear fell to the ground, a million tears fell to the ground. And then gradually, ear by ear, he cut Lord Chaitanya's ear and shaved his beard. Then Keshe Bharati gave Lord Chaitanya his saffron cloth. And Lord Chaitanya got changed and came back. And the main part of the ceremony was that Keshe Bharati would give Lord Chaitanya the sannyas mantra, special mantra. So he was going to give Lord Chaitanya a Mayavad sannyas mantra. He told Lord Chaitanya, come here, I'll speak the mantra into your right ear. So Lord Chaitanya is like this distance away. Keshe Bharati spoke the mantra. And Lord Chaitanya said, you know, I didn't hear it properly. Could you say it again? Keshe Bharati came a little closer. And he repeated the mantra. And Lord Chaitanya said, you know, I just couldn't hear the mantra properly. Could you say it again? And this time, he came quite close and chanted the mantra. And Lord Chaitanya said, aha, intentionally. He was downplaying Lord Chaitanya's death for hours, not all hours, because he had to hold the hair and so on. And Lord Chaitanya's hair is fragrant. So that Nara, he never cut any more hair. But his hands became fragrant from handling Lord Chaitanya's hair. And that fragrance never left his hands for his whole life. And what he did, he made sweets by hand. And all those sweets he would make would get that scent of Lord Chaitanya's hair. So everyone loved his sweets. And everyone, when they tasted the sweets, they all became fully Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Sri Gopani Ramahamsa ki. Sri Prabhupada ki.
Remind me, something else.
Sure, sure.
Remind me.